Welcome to Zero Talk Tech Chat number 27. This is Michael Law for July 30, 2009. Tonight we're talking about iTunes for Microsoft Windows. The latest version is 8.22. And what we're going to do here is begin with, I made about an 11-minute audio file just talking about the podcasts and radio stations that one can listen to on iTunes. And then we'll talk to any of you who are current users of it, find out what you're doing with the software, and then we'll try to answer any questions. Recently, I've acquired an iPhone, and it is imperative to have iTunes software if you own either the iPhone or a Nano or some device from Apple that syncs with it. First, let's play this audio file, and then we'll talk to any current users in the room and hopefully answer some questions. Hi, this is Michael Loff. For July 30, 2009... Today we are going to give you a demo of the iTunes program. We're going to show you what it does. Music, podcasts, radio stations. You can even buy individual TV show episodes or a whole season of TV shows. You can rent movies for $2.99 or $3.99. So we're going to talk about what the program does and what it does not do, so you can decide if it's worth pursuing. It is a must for those owning the Nano or even the new iPhone. You have no choice. You need to install it. So, let's proceed. Let's go to the desktop.
Desktop.
Let's launch iTunes from the iTunes shortcut that has been placed there.
iTunes.
It'll take a few seconds. It does some very
iTunes.
Cool things.
Sources. 3. iTunes Store.
It remembers where you were, and I was last looking through the iTunes Store. One thing I forgot to mention is you can buy applications for your iPhone. So if you use an iPhone, you can install all kinds of cool apps. I right now have been focusing on radio stations and news resources like the Associated Press, Huffington Post, Thomson Reuters, all kinds of good stuff out there. Go to the top and see what we have here to work with.
Library.
So at the very top is library.
Music.
And under that library is music.
Movies.
Movies.
TV shows.
TV shows.
4 of 12. Podcast state played.
Next is podcasts. iTunes has probably the widest selection under one roof of podcasts in all categories. I don't know how many thousand shows they have, but everything from evening news on the TV networks to just specific areas of interest, and we'll go into that shortly.
Radio.
If you like radio stations on the internet, which run much less commercials than terrestrial radio, you're going to love the radio section of the iTunes player. It's a great way to listen to music, all types of genres.
Ringtones.
Ringtones. So you can either purchase ringtones for your iPhone or, and we're not going to go into it here, but Mark Taylor's blog talks about how to make your own ringtones.
Store.
Then we have the iTunes Store. This is where you can, again, purchase music, which can include individual tracks, entire albums, and even TV shows or complete seasons if there's a particular TV show that you like and you want to get all episodes.
Store. What ringtones? Radio.
Let's start with radio, and I'm going to tab into the radio area.
Radio. List. Alternative. 1 of 28.
So there's 28 different formats, including alternative.
Ambient. Blues. Classic rock. Classical. College University radio. Comedy. Country. Dance. Eclectic. Electronic. Folk. Golden oldies. Hip-hop rap. Hits of the 70s, 80s, 90s. Holidays. International. Jazz. Latino. Pop. Public. Reggae. Religious. R&B soul. Rock. Sports radio. Staff favorites June 2009. Talk spoken word. Hits of the 70s, 80s, 90s.
I kind of like the hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Perhaps because I worked in radio during those decades. So we will tab now.
Volume. Slider. 90%.
We first have the volume slider, which we can adjust here.
80%.
Pressing down arrow to move down in 10% increments, as well as up arrow to move up in 10% increments.
90%.
To make sure that you can hear my voice over the music, let's lower it a little bit to 80%, 70%, 60%. Hopefully that's low enough.
New playlist button.
There's the new playlist button. So you can make a new playlist. It can also be done with the keyboard shortcut of Control N. So a playlist is basically a grouping of your favorites. It could be your favorite songs for listening to or making an audio CD. It could be all of your favorite radio stations put in one playlist. Or maybe even podcasts that are your top favorites.
Show artwork button.
There's the show artwork button. So if you do have some vision, you can benefit from artwork that comes with many albums.
Sources. 3. Radio.
Back to the radio tab.
7 of 12. Radio. List. Hits of the 70s, 80s,
To expand a particular format that we wish to pursue further, we will press the right arrow key.
Opened.
Tree view, if you will, just as if you were using Windows Explorer. So now we will have a list of all available radio stations under the 70s, 80s, and 90s hits category.
ABF analog, bitrate 160 kbps, comment, the best of 80s hits, non-stop music live from Paris, France, powered by Radio Ampnet, 16 of 295.
Quite a few stations in there. Press space bar to play and stop the file.
Open a new URL.
So we'll press the space bar to stop the audio. Now, one thing we can do while we're in here. Again, I'll press space bar to begin playing.
Open a new URL. iTunes. Radio.
Now that we're in this list of stations, we can simply press right arrow to move through that group of stations until we find something that we want to listen to. So now it's streaming.
It's after your initial purchase of 10 minutes and discounts.
And again, I'll press right arrow. And you can keep doing so until you find something that you like. Well, let's press Control U.
Open audio stream. URL. Editable text. Blank.
And I can type in http://streams.serotech.com/8000.
HTTP. Stream Serot iTunes. Radio. List. Advocate.
And there you go. Samnet Radio. Your station, your community. Like that REO Speedwagon? Again, turn it up with Control Up Arrow. Or maybe not. So we'll turn it down. Just as exciting as the radio features are the thousands of podcasts to choose from. Let's take a look at that now.
iTunes.
Let's press F6. That's an important key that helps you toggle between the various views of the program.
Sources. 3. Podcasts.
If we already have subscribed to local podcasts, we can tab once.
Search. Editable text. Blank.
And do a search for something that we're interested in.
Podcasts. List. Empty.
Now, I have it empty. Once you populate it with various podcasts that you're interested in, at any time you wish to remove one or make changes, you can always press the right Windows, which will give you a number of options once we have content in there. You can always press the delete key. By default, it will prompt you. If so, say yes, and you can check to never ask. Be careful, but as soon as you hit delete, that content will be removed from your system. If you have pending audio files, it'll ask you, do you want to keep those individual files in your iTunes directory, or do you want to move them to your recycle bin?
Podcast directory button.
Here's the podcast directory, so let's press spacebar on that.
Sources. 3. iTunes Store.
This changes sources view to the iTunes Store. Everything that you download goes to the iTunes Store. There's a lot of great free content in the iTunes Store. You can certainly buy a variety of different things, and you will know exactly what things will cost. A lot of good content there. I personally would rather rent a video through here. They're very high quality than traipsing out to a video store. But again, even if you want free content, there are literally thousands of podcasts to choose from that are free. So we will tab.
Search. Editable text. Blank.
Now we can do a search here, but right now I want to show you everything that's available or what you might get in your main page. So we will continue to tab.
Previous iTunes Store page button. iTunes Store home button. Podcasts button. To change views, press F6. Who, what, where, TV. Link. NBC Meet the Press, video, link, news cover art, carcast, link, iTunes Store, link, see all, iTunes Store, button, music, link, genres, drop-down list, genres, movies, link, TV shows, link, music videos, link, audiobooks, link, podcasts, link, iTunes Latino, link, iTunes U, link, iPod games, link, App Store, link, video podcasts, link, audio podcasts, link.
So right there you can choose whether you want video or audio. And as we continue, we'll get a list of categories.
Arts, link, business, link, comedy, link, education, link, games and hobbies, link, government and organizations, link, health, link, kids and family, link, music, link, news and politics, link, religion and spirituality, link, science and medicine, link, society and culture, link, sports and recreation, link, technology, link, TV and film, link.
Now we've moved into the list of networks.
ABC News, link. American Public Media, link, BBC, link, Bloomberg News, link, Businessweek, link, CBC, link, CBS News, link, CNBC, link, CNET.com, link, CNN, link, Comedy Central, link, Current, link, Discovery Networks, link, E! Online, link, Ezupod, link.
What did that say? Well, fortunately, we're in a browser, so we can look.
ESLPOD, end of line.
ESL pod.
ESPN, link. Fox News Channel, link. Fuel TV, link. G4, link. HBO, link. Host of Works.com, link. IndieFeed.com community, link. KCRW, link. LANGUAGEPOD101.com, link. Mevio, link. Mondo Mini Shows, link. MTV, link. NASA, link. NBC News, link.
So there you go, NASA, NBC News.
Newsweek.com, link. The New Yorker, link. The New York Times, link. Next New Networks, link. Nickelodeon, link. NPR, link. The Onion, link.
The Onion, kind of some offbeat news.
On Networks, link. Oprah, link. PBS, link. Personal Life Media, link. PRI, link. Quick and Dirty Tips, link. Radio Lingua Network, link. REVISION3, link. Scientific American, link. Showtime, link. Slate Magazine, link. TED Talks, EDTALKS, end of line.
TED Talks, I don't know if that's Ted Koppel, maybe?
TPN, the Podcast Network, link.
The Podcast Network. Serial Talk is actually part of the Podcast Network. When we joined, there was 50 different podcasts, so we invite you to check the great selection of cool stuff at TPN.
Twit TV, link.
Twit TV, that's Leo Laporte. A lot of interesting technology and stuff going on there.
VH1, link. The Wall Street Journal, link. WGBH, link. Wizard Media, link. WNYC, link. XM, link. Podcasting Fact, link. User Tips and Tricks, link. Submit a Podcast, link.
What a wealth of content. So that's what we did as far as the demo. We didn't show, at least in that, the purchasing process or subscribing to a podcast. But basically anything you subscribe to or purchase, there's a button. As simple as pressing a space bar adds it, and then you go through your sources view. So if it's podcasts you want, or maybe you want to purchase some music, it'll be there available for you, or TV shows or movie rentals. It's a very powerful program. A few downsides to it, I suppose. One is that it uses the QuickTime player, and that's annoying to some, like myself, because the QuickTime modifies all of your file associations. If you go and want to listen to a podcast, it starts playing it right from the browser. And some people like that. But if you're like myself, you want to download it, you want to save it, or you want to use a certain player like Winamp for its queue and review features, that is altered. Now, of course, you can go into QuickTime preferences and make some changes with the file associations and some other things and get a lot of that under control. So it just depends. Some people like that takes control and everything just works, or others who want to kind of manipulate what players handle what file types, it's a little getting used to. It's an awesome program. I've been using it lately for my iPhone. That's why I had the ringtones option. If you don't have an iPhone, I don't think you get that ringtones option in there, but that will let you purchase ringtones, or if the iPhone is connected, you drop down and there's another option showing your phone, and you just type in the search what app you're looking for, and the store will take you to that place, and you can read a description about it, and many are free, some have a price. It lets you know that, and you press the space bar. Of course, if you're not logged in the first time, it's going to ask for your password, so you give it an email address, and you have a password, and of course, that's across the board with Apple, so if you own any Apple product and you have a login, put in your credit card, and if you feel better, you can use PayPal, as I do, and voila, you just add music and content to your devices. Do any of you currently use iTunes?
This is Lyndon.
This is Jerry. I installed it yesterday.
Lyndon, talk about what you're doing with it. You said you're still a pretty new user, but what have you been able to accomplish with it so far?
Me being a former radio person like you, I enjoy radio the way that I like to hear it, without commercials and without all the chatter. That's one of the things that I really enjoy. And I like a lot of different types of music, so I will definitely recommend that if you are a music aficionado, as I am, if you don't find something you like, then you're not looking, because it's there. There's something out there, everything from what they call front porch, which is essentially Americana music, John Philip Sousa marches, a whole radio station dedicated to that, or symphony music if you're into that. And then, of course, all the pop music and the various decades of music, and they even segment it by energy. So I've gotten that far with it. I have not yet gotten to the point where I've done any downloading of anything, like buying anything directly from the store, or used it on my iPhone, which I will eventually, and just still learning how to get around on the application itself. The learning curve is a little different, just learning what the hotkeys are. Once you figure that out, well, then you're in pretty good shape, because it's all the same regardless of where you are on the screen or in what particular tree you're in.
Very good points. And we did post those hotkeys so that folks have the benefit of using those to help get you up to speed. I do want to comment on the music real quickly, because a lot of original complaints is that the music was protected. And as of, I want to say maybe March 1st of this year, the protections have been removed. That's the good news. So when you buy a piece of music, it is yours. You can take it where you will. One downside, well, it's kind of a pro and a con. The pro is that it uses this AAC technology with an extension of M4A. And the pro is that it sounds absolutely awesome. They're 256K, and they really are CD quality tracks. The downside is there are certain players and devices that won't play that, including the good old Victor Stream. Hopefully, people will push Humanware to add support for the M4A. It's going to become a very popular format. iTunes is growing every week. I talk to new people that are using it. And the tracks there, you could have 99 cents or some $1.29, or you can buy a whole CD. Prices vary, and there are some really good deals on greatest hits. And what's cool is you can go, and if there's a particular album that you like one or two or three tracks, but not the whole thing, you can just buy the songs that you want, they download, and off you go. Jerry, you mentioned you just installed it yesterday. What have you done on the first day? What is your initial impression of this iTunes software?
I've been using Winamp for the longest time, and I said, you know, I really use the radio part of it more than the music part of it, the media library part of it. And the media library in Winamp is not really accessible. I have a BookSense, and BookSense plays M4A files. I was like, I could turn my BookSense into a Plangiano product iPod. And I haven't done anything but listen to radio stations, and I was going to ask, but I think you explained it, Michael, that you can create playlists of radio stations. Is that correct?
Basically, the playlist, I just glossed over it, but you hit Control N and that creates a new playlist. So what you do when you're in a list view of something, be it podcasts or radio stations, you know, you hit Control C to highlight that item, or if there's multiple items that happen to all be back to back, you can hit Shift down arrow and highlight all of those items and then hit Control C, or likewise, if you like everything in there, you can hit Control A and select all. And then you hit Control N and you make a new playlist. It asks for a name and you call it Jerry Jams or whatever you want to call it. And then you press enter, and then you tab into that playlist, and then you hit Control V and paste the items that you've chosen. You select the item, then you have to go back up to the playlist and get into your playlist and paste it, and then go back down to the radio and then go to the next station. Generally worth it once you get it done, because then you've got this playlist that is your favorites. And again, it can be other things too. It can be music tracks. So say you have some music, say you import some MP3s from your personal collection of music. You can make a playlist of all your favorite songs so they'll play back to back. Now, unfortunately, there's no easy way to really reorganize it. Users of JAWS and have the JTunes that has been written with scripts that allow you to actually move and reorder your track. So if anyone knows of ways to do that generically with System Access or WindowWise, you can certainly comment on that. It's one of the main reasons that a lot of people like iTunes, because it does have what's called the Genius, which tries to kind of help you play your favorites or sort music. It looks at some of the things that Lyndon mentioned and say, okay, he's listening to these or he has these songs. Maybe he'd like other music like this and this. And so it helps you kind of group your music or like items together. And it does a pretty good job. I think it's good as any computer device can do. And it's got a little bit of crossfading, so you can use it for playing music at a party. I don't know. I've heard people try to use it to go out and DJ with it. I don't think it's quite tight enough for that personally, but definitely better than the dead air and letting the music fade out for a few seconds at a time. Before I see if there's any other questions, do we have anyone else in here that actually uses iTunes?
This is Bill Sparks, and I've been using it for the last week or two, and I kind of enjoy it. I mean, it's a very useful tool. I mean, it's not the easiest program to use, but it's very useful.
Yes and no. It's just a learning curve because it does so much. You got a program that, you know, you're doing music and podcasts, and I forgot to mention audiobooks. You can use it for Audible content as well, and TV shows and movies and everything else. So I will ask you, it's interesting because all three of you mentioned that you've just installed it in the last week or so. I'm curious why people are getting it so recently, if it's just an issue of maybe it's got a lot of press lately with some upgrades, and it's mentioned, of course, with the iPhone. But I do want to start with you, Bill, because I know you've tested it with all three screen readers. I believe you have a copy of the JTunes there, and you said your wife, Jenny, is now using it as well. So kind of talk about what you've done in the last week or two. kind of what you like and maybe don't like about it.
I've installed it and used it before, but really never paid that much attention to it. I had one of the original iPods before it became accessible. I needed to get our podcast listed, and I knew in order to do that I would have to use iTunes, and so I started messing with it, and then it was real easy to get these podcasts, so I set Jenny up with it. Real quick and easy to use. The main purpose I use it for is the podcast, now the radio stations, and with our store, I've had some customers that requested support for iTunes and the iPod and for MP3s, and that's why I decided I would take a closer look so that I could use it myself. So I just found that, you know, with all the publicity of the iPhone and everything, that's probably one of the biggest reasons that I went to it.
Bill, of course, you mentioned using it to add your podcast, which for folks who don't know is called All Things Radio. It's a great weekly podcast with radio industry news, air checks from different markets, mainly focusing on radio stations that still have some announcers and activity going on. And that's, of course, called All Things Radio, legend-oldies.com. Now, the other thing you mentioned about people asking for support for iTunes, it modifies the MP3 files. So with 400 gig of old-time radio shows that people can purchase, so you would essentially have to make an additional 400 gig because the MP3 files are altered. And I think that's important for people to understand that when you import them, it changes some of the header information on those files. You may, quite honestly, want to make sure that you have two copies of your music library, one that is iTunes-specific and maybe one that is not. Because another thing with iTunes is it wants good tags to be on the songs, and if you don't have the tags, the way they display is going to make it difficult for you to search and find things and to organize your music.
Oh, you will go down to a radio station, select it, but it always doesn't seem to go to the next radio station.
The right arrow will go to the next station in the list. And now you may think you're hearing the same thing because it may have a 128 and a 56 and a 24K of the same station. So you may think you're hitting right arrow and it's just rebuffering the same station when in fact it's actually picking up another stream. Stations just like your own, by the way, the Legend, which is great oldies from the 60s and 70s, where you have a couple different streams and you would put those in there and then it would give people both options because, you know, maybe one of the servers is full. So that could be what's happening. If you hit right arrow and it pauses and then you hear the same music, it's picking up a secondary stream of the same feed. Maybe that's the issue. But talk about, you've used it with all three screen readers and you definitely have some opinions about which one you think stands out as being the best. Talk about that, how you get different information from using different screen readers.
I've used it with JAWS, of course. I've used the JTunes program, though I've only used it for a couple days, so expert I'm not at it. I've used it with WindowEyes. WindowEyes inherently was just good right out of the box. You know, system access wasn't bad with it. Put me right up against the walls. I would have to say WindowEyes would probably be the best at it. All three have their strengths. JAWS, if you want specific information, you know, with that additional JTunes playlist and the ability to read all of the things in the browser to get a real, real full picture of what iTunes can offer, that really brings it to you. But then again, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, because I know we had someone at ACB who actually bought a copy of System Access because iTunes did not work as well with JAWS and there was information they were not getting. So I think some of it definitely depends on what you're doing with the software. I think System Access actually works pretty well with it. Old time radio is going to be a challenge because you're going to have to tag all of that for iTunes, which means you're going to probably have to go through pretty much every show that you have and make sure you have the right information in there, unless you have good tags already and it can import that. Just my word of the wise to make sure that whatever you do for iTunes is a secondary copies of all the originals. Don't take all your originals and let iTunes clean them up for you because then they may not play in standard MP3 players.
And especially WindowEyes when you're trying to sign up for the iTunes music store. And by the way, that's not accessible at any screen reader. That was a real problem.
If it's an issue with all screen readers, to just go to apple.com/iTunes or something and set up your account through Apple. You can certainly do that through your web browser itself. And that's one way to, because obviously it's just some issue between iTunes and its browser that it's using. So that would be my answer to that. Did anyone else have any questions or has anyone else joined us who is iTunes user, either recently or maybe going back a while?
It's Mike in St. Louis. I use iTunes, of course, on the Mac instead of Windows. I started importing a bunch of CDs with it in the last few weeks. Probably the easiest, and I assume the Windows version is similar. Literally, you pop in the disk and you go down to Import CD, you click it, and off you go. And iTunes does the rest. I've got a couple of CDs where there's some duets on it. It's like you got the main artist, and then you've got some duets on the CD. And what it did is it put those duets into different folders instead of in the same folder as all the other ones. And that was a little bit annoying. What it will end up doing is it'll put the songs that it encodes, it'll make it its own folder. For example, ABBA Gold is actually the name of the CD. It makes a folder called ABBA and then one called Gold and puts the songs in there, and it has like one, the name of the song, two, but it doesn't put the name of the artist in the name of the track. Now, on one hand, I understand why it doesn't, because it's already in that folder and it's assumed, well, you already know what it is. But on the flip side, if you're just going to transfer those to another player, like I don't have an iPod or an iPhone at this point, so like for the Victor Stream or something like that, that is one thing to be aware of.
As far as the artist, there's actually a toggle for that. You can toggle whether it shows the artist, because, right, some people would say, okay, I've got an ABBA Gold, I know it's ABBA, so I don't want to see ABBA in the title of each one, but you can actually toggle that. Take a look through the preferences, and there's also an option in there to fully enable all of the hotkeys. There most are, but apparently some are not enabled by default. Certainly taking a look through the preferences, just looking through the file and all the menus, because it tells you all the options of it and the hotkeys, help everyone to get quite a bit out of the software. One thing, though, if you are going back and forth between devices, whether it be Windows or Mac or even two Windows machines, you either want to make sure that you tell iTunes not to synchronize, because loaded 1,000 songs on one computer, you plug it into another and you don't do this, then it's going to say, okay, there's no music, I'm going to synchronize, and it's going to delete or assume that you want to remove all of the music that you put on from your other computer. So it's either important to either copy all of your music from one computer over to the other, or make sure that you go into the preferences and tell it not to sync. Think you can hold down like Control Shift or something when if it's just a one time where you want to plug in the device, but you want to make sure that it doesn't sync. I mean, iTunes is very picky about it. It's powerful, but yet it either works well or sometimes you get some weird results like you're talking about, because it really is looking at the tag information. And if the tag information is wrong, you know, you're not going to get the desired results. I've never even tried to import a CD. I did buy one online. Does it like, 256 M4A, the AAC format? Is that what it uses?
You can set it for what format you want. I set mine for 160K MP3. You can set the bitrate. Doesn't let you change the sampling rate. I assume it just does 44,100, but you can set the bitrate and what format. Very good quality. It worked great. It took 5 or 10 minutes to do each CD. You pop in the disc, it'll go and get the artist and title, and it basically puts a playlist in there. And then you can just arrow up and down through the tracks, press enter to play the one you want. So it's nice knowing the name of the song, and you can skip back and forward.
Anyone else with any comments or questions here before we close this evening?
Jet, does the program cost anything?
Well, iTunes itself is free because, again, the hope is that you'll go and buy some music or TV shows or rent some movies. So note the software itself is absolutely free, Jack. Anyone else?
This is Lyndon. Is there any way that through just using SA that you can actually sign up to the iStore?
Go to apple.com and set up your account there, and then you can just put in the credentials, and once you get beyond that password issue, everything is accessible. By all means, give it a play. It's certainly usable with all screen readers. Now, if you're one of these old school people and love your Winamp and don't want anything messing with your Winamp, then you might think twice about it. If you have a really old computer, certainly if you use something really older and slower, you need to be mindful of that fact that, you know, it does have a little bit of top weight to it. But it's been working. People have been using it on netbooks without issue. If you like the radio, if you love podcasts, it is the ultimate podcast resource. The radio, there are some other ways to get even more stations, I think, than this has, but it certainly has enough to keep you amused. It's got a graphic equalizer with some presets, and it's got a new thing they've added in 8.2, some kind of sonic enhancement, and you can play around with that, and music kind of fills up the room a little more. So I think it's got great sound. I'd say it has some of the best audio quality of any of the media players I play with, say, as compared with Winamp or Windows Media. Apple.com/iTunes. Get the version for Windows. If you own a Mac, you don't need to. It already comes with it. Anyway, until we meet again next week, let's stay connected and stay directed.